The Giants will have to continue to self-correct and self-evaluate for plays that have hurt them in the past. Here you see a bunch formation basically on both sides of the football. But to the weak side of the football where you have a back or tight end or anyone who can come out, you have to be aware when you're playing man coverage and one of the coverage guys is stacked. These guys are stacked so that they can get you pinned down to the inside. And I'm going to show you what I mean. Pin you down. You got a cover guy here who's looking, and here's that wheel route. You got a running back off and running, and the defender is kind of in the chase position already. Quarterback sees it, hits him. The Giants have been hurt by the wheel route several weeks in a row. They've got to get that corrected, but they have to pay attention when they're in man-to-man coverage. Now, defensively, the Saints like to do a lot of different looks. But let's just take a look at this big area here in the field. Your linebacker is already out of the field of play, so you can probably guess it's going to be a blitz from somewhere. Not necessarily the linebacker who's vacated, but quite possibly, because you wouldn't leave this big of an area open unless you're trying to bring a blitz and get the ball out of the quarterback's hand. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 linemen have got to be responsible for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, possibly 6 rushers. And you have 2 people in the backfield to help with that. Let's take a look and see what this linebacker does as he vacates the middle of the defense. He goes up, blitz comes. And then here's the other blitzer right there. So this is basically a zero coverage where they're bringing everybody on the blitz from a vacated middle of the field.